Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, we just shared a introduction, if you will, to what I want to share with you this week, and that's being led by the Spirit of God. And having walked with the Lord for many years in ministry, the longer I serve God, the more I realize the importance, not that I ever disregarded it or treated it lightly, of the Word of God. And I was just, as I was preparing to make today's broadcast, I was taken in thought and I looked up the scripture in the book of Proverbs, and it's amazing how much the book of Proverbs relates to being led by the Spirit of God, because God is all wise. He teaches us many things through the life of those who are portrayed in the Word of God, through the actual teaching, the counsel. And in the book of Proverbs, wisdom is speaking, which is another, others have said we can substitute Jesus because He is all wisdom. In Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And in chapter 1, verse 23, wisdom is speaking. It says, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you." And then the next number of verses, verse 25, for example, says, "But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof." And sometimes even Christians get in that way. They actually disregard or willfully disobey the Word of God. And in verse 31, it says, "Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way." Have we done that? Mankind has done that ever since the garden. We ate of that forbidden fruit, our first parents, and we've been eating the bitter fruit of the effect of sin ever since. But it says, "The turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." But this is what I wanted to share with you. Think about this. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me," what did I share in verse 23? "Turn at my reproof, hear my counsel, I will pour out my spirit to you, I will make known my words. Whoso hearkeneth unto me," verse 33, "shall dwell safely." Doesn't that sound good today, to dwell safely? "And shall be quiet from the fear of evil." What a beautiful way to express that, because there's so much noise going on today. I watch the news, and in fact, I can't even watch the mainline news anymore, but I do watch news items on YouTube, and I mean, sometimes just trying to get there is, I don't know. We, as you grow in the Lord, your tastes will change. Let me just share that. Praise God. Thank God. Why? Because we're being transformed into the image of Jesus. But I want to talk about that Satan has laid traps for us, but the Word tells us we should not be ignorant of his devices. And if we are not wise to the way he works, we can fall into those traps unless we will really hear what God is saying in his holy Word. Many sincere, devoted Christians sometimes find themselves in a kind of wasteland. And it's that wasteland or desert place, if you will, is full of uncertainty and fear and hopelessness, self-preoccupation, and sometimes just frenzied activity that by and large, not that they want to be that way, it makes them unproductive, not in their own life, and unfruitful for the kingdom of God. And it's really heartbreaking. It's sad to see Christians, and let's face it, we all at times going through a crisis, we can be in that place. We're really sincere, loving God, but either, you know, some have received wrong teaching, or they have rejected sound doctrine and counsel from the Word of God, and they've allowed the devil to lead them off into a wasteland of desperation or frenzy, and they become not only hindrances to their own, what God wants to do in their own life, but obstructions, if you will, to the kingdom of God, rather than witnesses of the good news. So many can be entangled in bondages that make them slaves to fear. What does the Word say? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And uncertain theology, if you will, they become unreasonable, pushy, obnoxious, and of course, obviously, those such that do that are dealing with a lot of pride and arrogance, a very dangerous way to go. That was the devil's sin, right? And they become a blotch on the gospel. They don't mean to be, but they are. We need to be tractable or teachable. In other words, that means to be led by the Spirit, you have to be willing to be led. You have to realize that if you don't seek the wisdom of God and the counsel of God and the Word of God, you will make sometimes dreadful mistakes. People that will, you know, I mean, I can remember a situation when I was a very young Christian, and I was around people that were always hearing from God. Oh, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. I'm being really transparent right now, but I was really young in the Lord, and I loved Jesus. And I mean, as far as I was concerned, my aspirations for ministry never went further than cleaning the church, okay? So I definitely wasn't high-minded. In fact, I tend to go on to the other extreme. As many of you, you're tender and gentle in heart and want to be, you want to learn. But anyway, I was really, really young in the Lord. And I mean, just a few months of saved, filled with the Spirit. And there was a period of time in my personal life, my brother and I had the opportunity to live at a gold mine in about the 4,300 foot level of the Sierra Nevada. Well, as I got saved and there were a few others, we visited that place. And for a time, my brother and I had actually lived in a cabin that was built. I mean, we're talking miles off the interstate, okay? There were no neighbors. And an old gold miner and his wife lived there. And anyway, we lived in this old cabin that was built in the 1890s, and this friend, I mean, really sincere, but this was a person who was always hearing from God. The Lord said this, and at one point, because we're talking with dust on the dirt roads, he said, well, you know what, I think, because if you drove, I mean, there'd just be a huge cloud of dust rising. So he said that the Lord told him the way to handle that dust problem on the road, especially around the cabin, is to put pine needles. Now, you know, anyway, when the old gentleman, the miner, heard it, He was not only a miner, he had fought in forest fires. And I want to tell you, beloved, the worst thing you could possibly do around a residence out in the wilderness is put pine needles around. That would make that whole area an absolute tinderbox. And so I was certainly embarrassed. And unfortunately, it was a very bad witness to this unsaved man, because obviously the Lord hadn't told him to do that. So I'm going to be really speaking down to the nitty gritty. And I mean, I learned things. And I, for a long time, I was greedy. Oh, God, I'm not hearing your voice. Well, I have learned that God deals not only with that still small voice, but he deals with thought by thought and impression. And so, you know, we don't need to be self-opinionated or self-determined, always right, always infallible. You might have known some people like that, always knowing what God wants for everybody's life, and they can't seem to find the complete spiritual rest that is a mark of a saint who's really led of God, and they can't find victory in their own lives. Paul states in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty whereby Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And this is what, I mean, they were certainly sincere. They love God, but Paul, having understanding and revelation from the Lord, he wrote that book because he saw what was happening to them. He was addressing a problem, and I've seen this in so many Christians. I'm going to try to be tactful, but he was addressing a problem that he found among the Galatians, many who had been led astray by the legalizers and the Judaizers. The theme of Paul's writings to the Galatians is the vindication of the gospel of the grace of God, and separate from any admixture, combination, if you will, of law conditions, which would qualify or destroy the character of pure grace. We're saved by grace. And the Galatians erred in two respects, both of which Paul quickly and authoritatively refutes. The first one is that is the teaching that obedience to the law, mingle it with faith as a ground for a sinner's justification. And the second, that the justified believer is made perfect by keeping the law. And he refutes that. Well, I see my time has just flown by, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. But beloved, it's by grace and by faith alone we're saved. It's not by following the Jewish commands of the law. God, was the law perfect? Yes. Well, not perfect, but it was a schoolmaster. God gave it, and he had a reason for doing it, to show that his chosen people, the Jews, couldn't keep the law. None of us can. And that's why grace is needed. Only Jesus did. Well, beloved, I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you, I mean, I always pray and confirm receipt of emails, but I get so many, I can't spend much time. But if you will share your mailing address, I will minister by a letter to you, whatever God gives me to share with you. I love you. I invite you to write. I do pray for you. I ask you to pray for me. I so appreciate that and need it at this time. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.